No, but I definitely thought we did improve. I know it's hard to see when you look at the numbers and everything, but when you look at the tape, you know, they definitely were committed to stopping the run, which makes it tough as always, and that's why I thought we did a good job throwing the ball on first and second down. But when a team commits to the run, you know, you're going to have some tough runs. There's going to be some zero-yarders, some one-yarders, some two-yarders, but there's going to come a time where you got good angles on people that you do have a chance to get a 15-yarder, and we had a lot more of those in that game. I'd say we had about 7 of those opportunities. But when we did have those opportunities, one guy missed. And it takes 11 guys to run the ball. And one guy was off, and it was all different guys in all the plays. And when they were off, we had opportunity to get 15 yards or to get to the free hitter, which is the middle third safety. And we didn't. And those runs right there changed the game. I think a lot of it was tough sledding, but when we did have our opportunities, we were one guy off, and I think that can get fixed, and hopefully we'll get that fixed. And next week when we do get that opportunity, you get a 15-yarder, and if the back makes the middle third safety hit, then you can go as far as you want. I'd actually feel the opposite. You know, when you're zone blocking, you know, you're stretching people, but we go a lot more downhill than you would think. It's not just sideline to sideline. We're running at angles, and we're trying to get on people, and we're not just running to the side. We're going on them at an angle. I think the tough thing for defenses in the zone scheme, if you get one guy out of a gap, I mean, we can crease everybody. You might not even block a linebacker, but if they overrun something, then there's a wide open hole. Where in gap schemes and stuff, you got to get a hat for a hat. They're a little bit easier to fit up. You got to fit the zone scheme up perfect, and if you don't, then there's big lanes in there. I thought he did good in the play passes. The opportunities that we had, we didn't have too many over the top, but he had some good ones over the middle and threw some good balls. And we had a couple drops on him early in the game that he had some good balls in. I thought Hoyer played a solid game. I'm pretty much never satisfied. I think we can still work to get better, but I thought he did play solid. No, it's expected. I knew this was going to happen. I knew it was eventually. You know, you always try to not make it happen, but I've never gone through an NFL season where you just do it every single week. You know, eventually someone's going to take it away, and when they do, it usually opens up a lot of other stuff. Now, what we got to get better at is I feel sometimes when they didn't take it away, we still didn't make them pay. And not as much versus Jacksonville, but definitely versus Oakland. I thought there were some opportunities there that we did miss. I do think that they were committed to the run, which I think we earned as an offense because we showed people we could run the ball, and that's what we want. We want people to feel like they have to commit to stop something, because when they do have to commit to stop something, it makes other stuff easier. And I think that's what showed on first and second down in the game. I was more disappointed in the game with third down, throwing the ball, and with the penalties we had. Johnny is staying into it, so I don't have to worry about that much. He knows at any time, you know, you're one injury away from playing, which is one play. And, I think Johnny's no different than every other guy out here who's not playing. I wouldn't say he's more frustrated or less frustrated. He's the same as any other NFL athlete who is competitive, wants to be out there. He understands that he's not, understands why. And I think Johnny's been great. He's been easy to deal with it, and he's been working and doing everything we ask. It's every single person, every single position had at least one play. You know, whether it's even a backside receiver missing a block where we cut it back one gap at a time and one guy didn't get the safety coming down and the safety was right on him. One time it was the back missing a lane. One time it's the fullback. One time it's the quarterback missing a running it to the wrong side when we should run the other way. One time it was our tackle not going to a safety who was fitting up in the B gap and staying on the defensive end. It's always one guy, and every single position had their chances. There's certain things that Jordan can do that he's special at. You know, I think Jordan has a lot of talent, especially stretching the field and everything. But I do feel very good about Barnage and Dre stepping in. They're both good run blockers, and they both can help us in the pass game. You don't feature them as much and stuff that you would on a Pro Bowl tight end, but, you know, there's not, you know, as far as going versus zones and stuff, and even some man-to-man situations, I think we'll be all right. You know, I have a lot of confidence in these guys. Barnage stepped in versus New Orleans and was one of the main reasons we won that game. I don't think we would have done that without him, some of the plays he made on that last drive. So I'm excited with both of them, and if Jordan's not up, I think we'll be okay. There's a lot of things. I mean, one, it has to do with matchups, what our guys are good at. Our backs are solid in the pass game. None of them show that they're types of guys you want to feature quite yet. If the coverages are taking people away, we'll go to the backs. You go to them on checkdowns and stuff. And in man-to-man coverage, we've had a few other guys that have shown that they deserve a little bit more opportunities. But the more those guys work in the pass game and continue to get better, if we feel that's the better matchup, then we'll always try to do what we think's best. I think they did good. You know, we thought a couple empty things looked good. You know, we started out with two empty formations. And from what I remember, it's been a while, but I think we hit Hawk on the first play for a 14-yard gain, had a chance on the second play. The safety broke the ball up to Jordan, but we got what we wanted, and thought Brian and all the skill positions did a good job with it, and the O-line gave us time. He's an extreme problem. He definitely makes us sit up here for a while and look at it really long and overthink everything, and but he's an issue, and he's one of the better guys in the league, but you get used to that. There's not many weeks where I don't feel like I'm saying the exact same thing about somebody every single week. I mean, every week I feel like you're playing almost the best player in the league, whether it's at three technique, whether it's at Sam linebacker. You know, we played a real good one last week with Mac. We played Casey in Tennessee. You know, we got McCoy this week. The three technique next week at Cincinnati is pretty good. There's always somebody, so it's pretty much the same issues every week. It just depends what position it is. No, not as much. I mean, it happens at times. It happens to all of them at times, but you know, we only can play one back at a time. Every single play in the NFL is crucial. You don't get a ton of plays. You never know what's going to happen, especially when you're not doing as good on third down. You don't know how many plays you're going to get. So I wish we could give all of them carries, but we're not going to. That's not really possible. So we try to work it into each game. We try to figure out what gives us the best chance to win, and that can change throughout a game. But you know, I thought that, you know, Tate and West, I thought they ran hard. They didn't have a lot of good lanes. We would have liked to get Crowell in there, but the way our defense was playing and the lead that we had in the fourth quarter, we decided to go with Tate, and we were okay with it because we won. I feel solid. I thought both of them did a good job. It was McDonald's first game at center and first time playing football in a couple years. And, you know, he's only been practicing with us for a couple weeks, and he definitely wasn't the reason that we struggled in the run game. So I was very happy with him, and I hope he continues to get better now that he got that first game out. And I thought Greco did what he's done all year at guard, and he's been a good player for us. It falls on everybody. I mean, yeah, you'd like to just say, yeah, quarterback, just do it and make it happen. But, I mean, that's pretty hard. You know, it's a hard league, and you go against good defenses. And when you look at third down, it goes to everybody and starts with me. I mean, you got to give them good plays. You got to put them in position to have opportunities. Third down's always the hardest because, you know, you're pretty one-dimensional on third down. They know you're throwing it. I mean, you can mix in a couple runs and try to keep them honest, but I mean, that's a throwing down, and people know you're dropping back there. So there's pressure on the O-line. There's pressure on the quarterback. There's pressure on the receivers. I always want to try to give them the perfect call, too, to make it easier on them. And none of us have done very good there, and the numbers show for it. And we got to get better at every position, including coaching. I don't know. I look at everything, you know, every situation has its own situation, and I haven't been with Brian that long, you know, especially not having OTAs. I got to know him a little bit more through training camp, putting him in more situations. I've got to know him as a guy and as a player as we get going each week. I get to know more about him. You really only learn about people through succeeding and failing, and he's been up and down with both things in games, and I think he's responded in both situations. And, you know, I think we're 7 games into this, and we got a bunch more, and each week I feel more and more like I know what I got, and hope he continues to get better, and I think we'll have a really good feeling towards the end of the year.